CliffCentral.com. We're going into crazy season now where everybody has these long lunches. They go for coffee, they go for drinks, they spend the whole day in a restaurant. And the best place to go in Johannesburg, I've been there a couple of times before, is Gemelli. And if you've ever heard the story of the founder, then you'll know what a special place it is. Loads of people, just massive fans of that place, including me. Johannesburg is famous for its world-class restaurants across the city. So how did a guy from Bloemfontein, with an Italian name, become the king of eating out? So I want to find that out from the horse's mouth this morning, as well as get some great tips for summer recipes, hosting people, what you need to do, what makes it all work. So he's called Alessandro Hojan. So you have to, halfway through his name, you have to switch from Italian to Hojani, which is Soto, huh? It is. And it here is. He is. Alessandro, how are you, man?
Good. How are you doing, Gareth?
Good. I've known Alessandro for a long time. We actually have some mutual friends. We're relatives of yours, right?
Gareth girls.
That's right. Belinda is she's married to your?
Day, to the third born
the
in the
third
family.
Born.
That's There's a lot
right.
of us, bro.
Yeah. But listen, first of all, congrats on your success. I look at your story and it's just, for me, we're talking to two brilliant people now.
Yeah.
And I look at how you built up, and restaurants are hard, man. People don't understand how difficult it is.
No, they're long hours, bro.
Good God. And you have to please people, and you have to serve people, and you have to be innovative and clever and adventurous and different, and you have to market it in ways that other people are not. I mean, it's exhausting. You could have probably done 100 other things. Why did you go into this? What was it that got you excited about this right in the beginning?
In the beginning, was just about survival, Gareth. It was just about, in Durban, was the right thing to do, to go to school, to go to varsity, and then try and make money from waitering. And I fell in love with that.
So hang on. You were born in Bloem, then you moved to Durban.
I moved to Italy.
And then to Durban.
Okay. Yeah. When we got back, when I was born in Bloem, and then we went to Italy. I was about 6 months. We got back when I was 13.
Yeah.
Went to school in the Free State.
Uh-huh.
And then went to varsity in Durban. And that's where I started cooking.
But waitering's not fun.
You know, it depends. I actually genuinely enjoyed waitering.
Did you?
Yeah, I loved it. People that don't, I don't know, like, I don't understand how people don't enjoy waitering. I'm a people's person, so I love people.
Yeah, I've seen you when you're swanning around there with all of your guests. It's almost like you're, you're hosting people at your own house.
Yeah, exactly. So I've been hosting since I was a kid. So for me, it came naturally.
So your dad was a diplomat?
Correct.
Okay, so that's how you ended up in Italy.
Uh-huh.
Were you, the rest of the family don't all have Italian names, it's just you.
No, yeah. There's Marco, which is
Marco.
Belinda's husband.
But it's not his. He goes by Ntai.
Ntai, yeah, that's his African name. I've got an African name too, which is Musupi.
Ah, okay. Yeah, yeah. But you decided to go with Alessandro just to confuse everybody.
Just to throw the span in the works, eh? Just to throw the span in the works.
Okay, so when you were in Italy, I mean, that's mm-hmm. a hell of a nice place to learn about food and to learn about culture, and because it's just a fascinating. Yeah. Old place.
Yeah. What's interesting is that everybody thinks I learned to cook in Italy, but that's not the truth. I just went to school there.
Okay. What did you get out of Italy?
What I got out of Italy is being able to speak a different language, being able to understand a different culture, and being a diplomat's son, you're forced to entertain people. You're forced to entertain other diplomats' kids. You're forced to learn other languages. So I think what I got out of Italy is learning a different language. And missing home, if anything.
Right. So when you come back here then, and you go to varsity, and you have a whole lot of experiences that kind of set you up for a world where being a host, where being someone who can provide people with extraordinary experiences
right.
is what you want to do. Now, how many restaurants and coffee shops are there right now in your portfolio? Because it's gone from, I mean, we all know Gemelli, but how many are there?
Oh, bro, we got Gemelli 4 weeks ago. I just opened a new restaurant called Zio.
Yes.
That's in Hyde Park.
Right.
That's a little different from Gemelli. That's a more of an Italian bistro that we open from 12 to 12, Wednesday to Saturday.
Yeah.
And then we've also started a roastery called Manaka. Wow.
My God.
So we're roasting coffee beans. We're supplying coffee beans to a couple of hotels, restaurants.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we just got into the Sasso at Waterfall. Hopefully, nice. We're going to get into about 400 sassos in the next 5 years.
Tell me where you spend most of your time, because you have to now devote your time in all these different directions.
Most of my time is still at Jameli, because Jameli is the brand and I'm the Jameli brand.
Yeah.
Zio is more about my team. I built Zio the brand for the team. I don't believe in franchising, but I believe in growing my team. I've got a phenomenal team of superstars. So I've decided I'm going to open a couple of Zios. And I'm not going to get franchisees come in. My team is going to build the brand. And I'm going to own a percentage of every single store.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Makes it simple.
Tell me about Jameli quickly for a second. Because the last time, I remember some people say around this time of year, it gets so crazy that you have to wait, what, a couple of weeks for a reservation?
Madness. Friday, Saturday, you're looking at about 3-4 weeks.
Wow.
For a booking. during the week, I just think South Africans love going out on a Friday, Saturday. There's all those days in the week.
Yes,
you know what it is. It's because we have so little money that we can only do it twice a week or once a week, the maximum.
So do the smart thing. Come like on a Tuesday. Your booze bill won't be that big because you got to go to work the following day.
I just think
you guys hang yourselves on a Friday, Saturday.
Well, you can go on in other days of the week and it's a little bit easier to get in.
Yeah.
But it's also a vibe, right?
Yeah.
There's something special about Fridays and Saturdays with Jameli.
Yeah, I just think everybody's a lot more relaxed on a Friday, Saturday. Sunday afternoons have become the new hit.
Yeah, people like that because they want to extend the weekend a little bit.
I don't get that. I don't get that.
On Sunday,
I
want to be at home on a Sunday.
I want to be on the couch. Yeah. Getting my foot massaged by my wife, which she never does.
She never does that.
Ever. Even if I could pay her, she wouldn't do it.
Do you need to get something off your chest there?
I'm a little sore. I don't feel like I'm loved at home.
How is Gugu? She's the brand manager.
Oh, my wife is the business, guys. Don't even get me started on my wife. I could talk about her the whole day.
Because you obviously have the flair, and it's partly your brainchild and all this stuff, but she's a driver,
calculator,
man.
Bro, in my wedding vows, I haven't said it that I'm the train and she's the train tracks. So I'm a steam train. I can go till the cows come home. And she's just like, all right, I'm going to show you the direction we're going to go in. I see what you're doing, but it's not put together right. Let me put it together for you, and then I'll give it to you and you run with it. And she's my backbone. And what people don't know is, Gugu, everything you know on social media about the Jameli brand, that's all my wife.
Yeah.
The new store at Zio that was designed.
Brilliant.
Yeah, she designed it. I'm trying to get her to do the books because I'm bad with money, but
she won't do that.
Huh? Nah, she won't do that. She'd rather get accountants to do that.
Is it really tough in the beginning to run a restaurant because of the margins, the staff, the cash flow? The you don't know how much of each thing to order. I mean, obviously, as you keep going, you refine those processes.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, you have to trust your gut. You have to thumb suck. You have to imagine. You have to guess.
Yeah. In the beginning, it's like setting up a menu. I literally set up the Jameli menu according to my family. As I said, I'm the last born of 6 kids.
Right.
So one of my brothers.
That's a lot of people to cater for.
You know what I mean? So you got to make sure you provide for everybody. For example, one of my brothers doesn't eat shellfish. My nephew doesn't eat wheat and eggs. And so I tried building a menu that caters to everybody. And when you're opening a restaurant, I think everybody tries to find a gap in the market. I didn't do that. I just opened a restaurant that could cater to my family. And it worked out. Everybody's like, oh, there's this little gap. There's a place where
they do analysis. Right.
I literally did not do one analysis. I didn't do homework for shit. All I did was literally open a restaurant that catered to families. That's all I did. And I think it worked out because in the beginning, I also had Paolo, who's a chef, who's phenomenal, who's still part of the team. I think I've been blessed with the skill to put people together. I actually just put a team together and they run Jameli. And lately, people have always asked, so what do you do now at Jameli? I'm like, literally, all I do is I'm an emotions manager.
That's what I do. Explain that to me.
So I've got a great team of people. And what's scary is that they're so good that everybody could be a manager. And what happens is they start eating at each other.
Yes.
And now I got to manage the emotions of I asked this person to do this, they haven't done it, so therefore I can't do this. I'm like, but you know how to do what you asked the other person to do, so why don't you just do it yourself? So if anything is emotions, I manage people getting upset with other people. I actually don't run the restaurant anymore. They run the restaurant. I just come hang out, have a drink with the customers.
Arranging these people and, and making all of that, that's a skill all on its own.
Yeah, correct.
And also in the beginning, let's not mess around here, you did also have to do all the hard labor in the beginning of trying to get the finances together because it's not easy starting a restaurant.
That was a 5-year process.
If you do start some little shitty place with three tables that are, you know, in some corner of some really unpopular part of town, that's never going to become the kind of thing that you've got going on here.
Right. I remember even when I was opening my store in Bryanston, people are like, what are you joking, taking over a bicycle shop? Where the Baron is, though. Baron has been there for 20 years. It's a dead center. And I was like, when I was looking at opening a restaurant, I was trying to find the cheapest rent. That's what I was trying to find. So you obviously got to go to the shittiest, one of the shittiest centers. But it worked out beautifully for us because we got all this ample parking. And we call the Jamelli ramp the red carpet. It's amazing.
It's beautiful.
It's amazing how Oaks come up that little ramp with their fancy cars. And you got to be seen, man. You got to be seen.
Well, what kind of, if you had to describe your clientele, your customers to people, what would you say they are? Because that's a mix. It's obviously very diverse, but how would you describe it?
I describe my clientele as people that enjoy good food, one. Two,
I've never met anyone who goes, I enjoy really bad food.
No. I know. But I've met people that go pay a lot of money for bad food. So
And people who go to the same place over and over again and they never really discover anything new, that's also a problem.
That's also a problem, but it's also an advantage. I enjoy my customers coming over and over again.
Well, I think in your case, it's because they found you and they found something they like. I'm talking about people who are just too lazy to go anything further than their house.
Yeah.
You know?
And it takes, for me, for example, I've never advertised ever.
Ever.
So, ever. So I've never advertised.
All
word of mouth. I get interviewed by Gareth, so people are hearing about Jamelli from getting interviewed by you. But I've never actually paid a cent for advertising. And it's all word of mouth. It's all about, I literally enjoy my customers. My customers have become mates. I spend more time with customers than I do with anybody else. I've got a few customers I can name that are there 4 or 5 times a week, and they become really good friends. One of them has moved to Cape Town, so the business is going to take a bit of a dip. His name is Kaya Dlanga.
Does he come there all the time?
Bro, he's gone to Cape Town now. I can't afford rent. Kaya, come home, bro.
That's hilarious. People at this time of year, especially into like having a much longer time in the restaurant, spending a little bit more money, drinking a little bit more.
Company
relaxed.
Money. I love it.
Yeah?
I love it. That's when the bottles of Johnny Walker Blue come out because nobody's swiping their credit card, right?
No.
They're swiping the boss's credit card. So when you swap the boss's credit card, make sure Alessandro's not at your table because he will sell you the most expensive stuff.
That's the tip I needed.
What makes you happy when you're walking around? Not just the place is full, obviously, but what makes you really happy? How do you know things are going well?
What makes me happy is generally seeing people enjoy food. Like I know somebody's face when they're enjoying food. I like watching people enjoy the food. I enjoy the laughter. I enjoy the fact that people want to be there. And when I stand in the restaurant and I look at the diversity of customers I have, it warms my heart. I had a Jewish lady come to my restaurant. And she almost put me to tears. And she was like, she sat there the whole time without a smile, nothing. She made me recommend food, starters, mains, dessert. We end up going with a cheesecake, which I didn't know was like a big thing in the Jewish community, cheesecake. I discovered from her.
New York, dude.
You know what I mean? I discovered from her that everybody's mother, every Jewish mom makes a better cheesecake than the next. And she sat there and she did not smile the whole time. I thought I'd done something wrong to this woman. And as she asked for her bill, she asked me to sit down. And she's like, and she called me by my name, which usually is like either young man or my boy. Or she's like, listen, Alessandro, I've never been to a restaurant that's this diversified. One, everybody here is happy to be amongst each other. Two, and she wished, her words were like, I wish I could sprinkle Jamelli all over South Africa. And then we have the real South Africa.
That's a huge compliment.
That's huge. It brought tears to my eyes. And then I had to be a thug about it and just high five her. Yeah. You know, you can't just be crying in front of an old lady, bro.
or have your friends know that an old lady made you cry.
You know what I'm saying?
Losing your
the restaurant was full, was a Saturday. No, I had to be thug about it.
So you've been married now, what, 9 months?
We got married in Feb. Huh. Funny enough, November 16th is our 4-year dating anniversary.
Oh. Mm.
So let's just say on the 16th of November was a good night.
Oh, yes.
It's a night. I wish you even more luck.
Thank you,
it's
bro.
Like the Jamelli family is growing and growing, just like
huge.
The Hojane family.
Yeah,
growing.
Man. Yeah,
and,
man.
And tell Diane Belinda they owe me a visit.
I will.
We were both at their wedding.
Yeah, we were both at their wedding. I remember those.
Did they
days.
Try and strong arm you into catering there, and
they tried in the good old days, but I was not a pure restaurateur then. I catered to my own wedding. Which is interesting. Since catering to my own wedding, I've done a few weddings, which is crazy. It's amazing what you like. I did my wedding, and I've catered to like 3 or 4 weddings. We've done some 30ths.
Wow.
And for me, it's not. Everybody's like, where do you get these ideas? I'm like, it's functional. It's what I needed for my wedding, and I'm like, oh, this is piss. I can do this again. And I did it for other weddings. And it just happens.
Well, that's what brilliant business people are. Yeah. They see an opportunity. They try something once. They go, I can scale this.
Yeah. Walk in the park, bro.
Brilliant. Listen, all the best to you. And
thank you, Gareth.
I wish you luck over the festive season. You're going to be exhausted.
It's going to be a job.
It. Yeah, it's going to be. And go along to Jamelli and go and say hello to Alessandro.
And Zio.
Yeah, sure.
Come check it out.
Go to all of them. There's the original Kachina Bar.
Yeah.
Then there's Zio. Then there's what else?
Give Manaka.
Manaka.
Coffee
then,
brand.
You can get the roastery coffee.
Yeah.
It's all looking good. Very,
thank
very
you,
nice,
brother.
Man. Thanks so much. CliffCentral.com.